Delighted to come into this month with something wonderful. Oh, you won't be the same after today's program, I can tell you for sure. We've got to get some good vibrations going, and how would you like to have an expert that is as happy as you could ever want to come and show us and tell us? Well, we won't be seeing as much. Well, you can, of course, with your imagination, you know, and we encourage the use of imagination here on Advanced Living Radio. Our guest today, Reverend Olivia Melody, is the founder of the Crystal Vibrations Music Ensemble. Oh, get ready. This multi-talented muse has sparked a new genre of music for world healing. And, of course, being part of the world, guess what you can imagine? Yes, getting better using some good vibrations, music that makes you healthier. Now, Crystal Vibrations Music is dedicated to playing the soothing, healing music of the spheres. Unique in sound and composition, the ensemble is dynamic. Many different instruments and performers participate, and as the world changes and shifts, so does the composition of the ensemble and the music. And it was this Crystal Vibration Music was officially established in 2000, so they've been at this for a while. And it is in conjunction with the recording and release of their first compact disc called Celestial Memories. Now, I have been listening to one of the CDs called Terra Firma, and then there's another, Journey to Wholeness. We'll get into that in a moment as we get to welcome our wonderful guest today, Olivia Melody. Hello, Olivia.
Hello, Ken, and hello to all the listeners out there.
Oh, this is so good to have you on today to help us learn, because as a master crystal sound healer, I mean, that's unusual. Can you tell us a bit about that?
It is a little unusual, and I say it's a cosmic joke that I was born with the last name of Melody, too. Well, I got my first bowl 10 years ago, and it became my passion and my mission as time went on, to take that music out to the world. And so in the last 10 years, I've literally played music and done individual healing sessions on tens of thousands of people nationwide, personally with concerts, as well as put the CDs out. So there, when I first started, no one was teaching about bowls. It was nowhere to learn. And I like to say that the more you do, the better you get, or the better you get at fooling yourself. So hopefully I've gotten better over the years. And the more I played, the more I heard beyond ordinary reality, the more I felt and could really tune in to what people's needs were, particularly group needs, as I do concerts and play individualized music for that group as well as for that individual.
Ah.
And so my specialty is crystal sound, which is unique.
Yes. Now, these bowls... And people can take a look at some of this by going to your website, which is Eliva, that's Eliva.com.
Yeah.
Right? And yeah. And there they can see different things about the crystal bowls, because I guess there's a bit of sophistication into this, isn't there?
There is. It started rather simple, the same way that a person might play a wine glass by wetting their finger and rubbing it around the top. The first crystal bowls came out about 30 years ago, and literally they can look like large salad bowls, but ranging in size from a small one, say about 7 inches, up to, oh gosh, they actually make them 36 inches, but they only sell them up to 24 inches, which I can't carry, but they'll come that large, and they're frosted as well as clear, and they're literally manufactured all over the world for industrial purposes. So the crystal bowls that are still being manufactured and used today are used for the to grow synthetic diamonds, rubies, emeralds, and silicone microchips. And we kind of joke that it was someone probably on the night shift at Kyocera who said, hey, these things sound pretty interesting. I wonder how we can make them do something more than gong. And then sound healers got their hands on them. Over time, more specific crystal bowls have been developed just for sound healers, so bowls with handles, as well as bowls that have coatings on them, and crystal bowls that have been manufactured. The crystal is literally combined with rose quartz or moldavite or amethyst, so you actually get a crystal amethyst bowl or crystal rose quartz bowl. And those are specifically for sound healers.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So this is just like fine glassware that people talk about. Here's our fine glass, our crystal glasses.
It's pretty similar. It is the finest man-made crystal on the planet because it has to be made for industrial standard. It has to be an absolutely pure growing medium, the first step in a multi-step process for growing industrial crystals.
Yes. Ah,
so
okay.
They're actually called crucibles out in the industry, because they go into the fire.
Wow.
To grow these crystals. Yeah.
Wow, so they are something that you could actually heat and...
You could probably put it on a campfire.
Yeah, probably
sure
haven't done that, I don't think.
Yeah, or put it in an oven. But most people wouldn't do that because they can be rather pricey for making a casserole.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you could cook with them in an emergency, but you're better off to use them for the musical and the vibrational healing aspect.
Right.
Now, did someone teach you? Did you teach yourself?
I'm completely self-taught. One day I heard a bowl. I had read about them, and then I had seen pictures of them, but I'd never heard them. And kind of like a picture's worth a thousand words, hearing the sound of a crystal bowl is absolutely riveting. Everything stops. Your brain stops, and it's like, what's happening? And so, yes, I am self-taught, and over time I've learned ways not to play. I'm self-taught, but I'm also a medium, and so I listen to spirit and my own inner guidance. So I play rather uniquely. I'll play by going around the outside of the bowl with a mallet. I prefer a rubber tip mallet, although many people will use suede tips. And I also play them like bells, so I will gong them or hit them rather hard sometimes. And their job is to stay intact.
Yeah. Okay, so you haven't cracked a bowl, have you?
I've never broken a bowl in performing, and like I said, I can hit them rather hard performing. I have broken bowls, for different reasons, but never a frosted bowl. They're really sturdy guys.
Okay. Okay. Well, this is good, and and of course they're big enough. I guess in the size ranges, when you're doing some healing work with them, I don't know, is there a particular technique that you use to select the vibrations, or do you get a range of sounds off of one bowl, or do you need a set of them to do the healing work?
Well, it's always lovely to have more than one bowl. And yet I say that healing crystal sound used with intention, so healing crystal sound, that would be a bowl 12 inches or larger, because for me it's about the octave, and that's a middle range octave and lower. So the bigger the bowl, the lower the octave. Used with intention for healing, that crystal sound is always going to go first wherever it's needed in the body. And I prove this over and over again in workshops, because the way I will teach it is that the bowls come in seven notes, just like on the piano. And each note is ascribed or assigned to a particular chakra. Like the C note would be for the root chakra, D the second, E the third, F the heart. And yet, as long as you have the right octave, it's going to go wherever healing's needed.
Ah, okay.
Now, for individual healing, because I have so many bowls, I'm graced to have so many for performing. Generally, I'll get at least seven out, and I'll get the... So in general, you could get out your seven notes and play them, and what you'll find is that one will play louder, you'll be drawn to a combination, and that will be for that particular individual's issues. If someone comes with a particular issue, let's say they have pancreatic issues or blood sugar, now that would be third chakra, the E note, which covers all the regulatory organs of the body. And so you might play a range of E notes, E, E flat, and vibrate it into harmony. And yet, say you don't have an E note, you could play whatever middle to lower octave bowl, send out your intention, and it'll go there and start working on the pancreas.
Oh.
Crystal's pretty special that way.
Wow, so it's got a flexibility, it sounds.
It does. The clear bowls do have a whole range in octaves and notes where they can shift and will change frequencies and octaves as needed. The frosted ones, generally you will hear one drone tone and maybe I think they call it an upper third. And like I said, I don't have a musical background, but I've learned a bit over time.
Oh, okay. And for people that may not get started with this, let's say someone does get a curiosity. They go to elivia.com and check things out, and they say, "Wow, I want to get a bowl. I just have to have one of those." Can you give us some guidance of what we would pick?
Well, on my website, I have a series of 1-minute videos that I did for the Learning Annex. And there's quite a bit of information in there. I have one on how to select a crystal bowl and how to play a crystal bowl and how to select the mallet and the difference between frosted and handheld and clear. And I also, on my chakra page, you can listen to the different notes of the bowls. So I say listen to the different notes, see if one note calls to you or if you get a resonance or a feeling about it, and start with that. In general, if you were to get one bowl, I'd say get a 12-inch bowl. Give me a call to see what's in stock, because stock varies dramatically. But a 12-inch bowl, which is a good size, it's still easy to carry around. I wouldn't necessarily start with a B or an A note. Why? Because a B is ascribed, and I did say that in general, any note will do. But a B note is ascribed to the crown chakra, and your crown chakra is always open unless you're dead.
Oh.
So you don't really have to align that. It's great for using for meditation and accessing your your higher guidance. But general purpose, no, not a B note. General purpose, not an A note, because that's working with your third eye, clairvoyance, clairaudience. I would say anything from G, which is your throat, on down. So C, D, E, F, G. Any of those notes in a 12-inch bowl or higher will be the perfect bowl for you.
Okay.
It will always be a good choice.
Ah, very good. Now, if people want to check in and have some questions, is there a phone that they can call to ask you things?
Oh, certainly. I have a toll-free number on my website, and it's 888-712-3833.
Okay.
And that is California time for those on the East Coast.
Okay.
And I'll give you a call back. I do travel the country giving workshops, and yet there aren't many people who do that. And so there's so many people that have questions.
Okay, and then they can also, I guess, email you?
They sure can, and my email is Elivia, that's with an E, just like Olivia, but an E, Elivia@elivia.com.
Okay, all right, so there's ways that people can do that. And now, if I'm understanding, you had pursued your work as a psychic or a medium prior to the bowls?
Yes, I'm a trance medium. That means I work with angels, teachers, guides, as well as those who've crossed over, and galactics, the whole realm. So when people say, you know, where did you learn crystal bowl playing and from whom? From a whole group of my unseen friends. So I was a practicing medium. I do sit on the board of directors of a 113-year-old spiritualist community here in California. And I have a rather active practice. And yet how I play on crystal bowls and perform music is from the moment I began playing my first bowl, this whole symphony came into my ears and into my awareness. And so I do my best to transcribe the music that I'm hearing. And so I perform with a lot of bowls and a lot of other instruments as well, because how could I duplicate the sound of harps? Oh, I needed to go get a Celtic harp, or the gong, or the drums, or the rattles, or the flutes, and the singing. I can't really duplicate the sounds of the angelic choir, but sometimes they come in so loud that you can hear. I do have people who've called me up and said, why each time I play Journey to Wholeness, I hear different singers on there, and you know, there are no singers on that album. So they come in for me.
You gotta love it.
Yeah,
that's the ultimate in the backup singers there.
So I'm working with spirit energy and as well as crystal sound.
Mm. Yeah. Now, when someone gets started with this, or if they're visiting a friend that has a crystal bowl or two, can you give us any things, are there no-nos or things you shouldn't do when it comes to playing the bowls?
Well, first, let's deal with what you should do, and that is always use intention, okay? Because sound is a vehicle for manifesting on this planet, whether it's from the Old Testament and God said, let there be light, or the Vedas, which are over 4,000 years old in India, where Sarasvati sings the universe into existence. Sound is going to manifest, and then crystal sound, what does the crystal do? Just like the first crystal radios, it's going to augment, broadcast, and fine-tune whatever's put behind it. So use intention. All right?
Now, this sounds important. I'm just wondering, for people that may not be familiar with that concept, could you give an example of something that you might do when you're getting started? Or
I do what would you call an umbrella contract with my bowls. And so when you get your first bowl, bless your bowl. So ask the powers that be, Jesus, the great goddess, Muhammad, whoever, to come in and to bless your bowl. Okay? And then after that, ask that this bowl be used for healing, for the highest and best good at whatever level that individual is able to receive it. Okay?
Okay.
So that's a general blessing for your bowl. When I work with individuals as well as in concerts, I'll ask everyone, in concerts I'll say, set your intention. What is it that you would like to have healing on? Because crystal sound works on all levels. Physical issues, emotional, mental issues, clarity, epiphanies, and spiritual, as well as all of them. but set your intention. Because it's going to broadcast, fine-tune, and augment whatever your intention is. The no-no would be to just play your bowl without any intention, because then everything comes up for healing, like in your face. Sometimes it's not so fun to have everything in your face for healing. I never play the bowls around alcohol unless it's being used in a sacred way. So I don't get them out when people are drinking, like, hey, listen to this. Because it's going to magnify all of that, the addictive qualities and the entities that come in with alcohol or drugs. What else? They come generally with three rules, and actually I break two of them. One, never play the bowls too loudly. And you kind of have you do develop a sensitivity, because I can hit my bowls very loud, but they have spirit is at work, like keeping them together. So never play too loudly, they say, but you'll develop a sensitivity. Never play your bowls too close together, as though they could shatter each other. Well, I haven't had that issue, although it is crystal, and if one should tip, it could break the other. The third rule is never insert head in bowl.
Oh.
I've seen lots of people put their heads in bowls. Frankly, I love the way my head is wired, and you're dealing with huge sound waves. I have had people who we've put paraplegic limbs in bowls, as well as quadriplegic limbs in bowls. People who have limbs that are that need healing, say carpal tunnel, things like that, and particular frequencies, you'll find that the whole bone begins vibrating, and it's simply a matter of time of finding the frequency that helps to regenerate limbs. Okay,
wow.
But I wouldn't put your head in.
No, not
because
the head.
They don't know what 97% of our brain does, let alone shooting all those big sound waves through it.
Okay, so that's good, and I don't know, you're probably not going to recommend putting water and your pet fish in there, are you?
People, yes, I will recommend water.
Okay.
I present for the National Dowsers Conferences, and we do pre-post or before and after. And everyone will douse. I'll get out water and rocks and plants and apples, and we'll douse the life vitality for all of those things on a scale of 1 to 10. And then after I play the bowls, instead of a scale of 1 to 10, it's reading 800, 900. So it increases the life vitality of water. It will charge it and structure that water and hold those higher frequencies for a period of months.
Oh.
And so I laugh that you could bottle, and people do, sound frequencies and drink those frequencies and enhance your own life energy by drinking sound-enhanced water. And it's the same concept as, messages from water, where you have Emoto doing prayers over water and
yeah.
Showing the before and after water crystals. And then you have Kabbalah water, where they actually have the lab readouts. I just haven't done my lab readouts on water before and after being blessed by the rabbi.
And these lab readouts are showing what?
Showing enhanced properties of the water, tremendously enhanced properties.
And do you have any specifics in terms of those enhanced properties of what they are?
No, I don't for crystals. I don't for crystal yet.
Okay.
But it's simply a matter of time.
Hmm.
I simply have all the dowsers, and we're talking pretty hardcore dowsers, people who are hired by the Sedona water, by different corporations to find water, to do drilling, to repair major structures. The people who work with energy the same way other people work with hammer and nails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And
One big no-no I would say with crystal bowls is never play on the inside. I saw a video recently up on YouTube, and he's playing a crystal bowl on the inside, The bowls aren't really structured to take that frequency playing on the inside, and I've heard of more frosted bowls that have broken by being played on the inside.
Oh, okay, so you can play them that way, but it creates extra stress on the bowl?
It does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's an important one because you want to protect that investment.
Right, I didn't think anyone was doing it anymore until I saw that video. I thought, oh, no, I need to remember to say that, yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's good. Now, can you explain, there's Tibetan bowls and then these crystal bowls?
Yes, my belief system is that crystal bowls are ancient, that they were used in Atlantis. I saw that from the moment I first began playing bowls. It was like the whole room shifted and changed, and I could see these huge crystal bowls and amphitheaters filled with healers, and they would play the bowls with their mind. And these were bowls that had been carved. When Atlantis went down, that ability to carve crystal went with it. Like, who carved those crystal skulls? That's about the only crystal thing that has survived to this day, where they have no idea who carved those skulls or who made them. But they did the best they could with what they had. So you have flutes that are 8,000 years old, and flutes and crystal bowls are the only two instruments that have something called a perfect sine wave. That's a way to describe sound. It doesn't disintegrate over time. So it keeps its perfect sound. And what you have is sound healing tools that were birthed in ancient times the world round, whether it was ancient flutes and whistles, I said 8,000 years old, the Peruvian whistling vessels, as well as the seven metal bowls that came out of and the flutes and the whistling vessels are South America, Machu Picchu, that center of energy, and then you have the seven metal bowls from China. They're not Tibetans. Many people call them Tibetan, but they were birthed in China long before they came to Tibet. They're based in the Bonpo, or the pagan, the non-Buddhist tradition, so they have no place in Buddhism, but they've been incorporated over time. They were made with seven sacred metals. Supposedly the recipe for making them was handed down from father to son, and with every beat of the hammer as the metals were annealed, a prayer was said. Now anything that is created and used in a sacred way over a period of time becomes imbued with that energy, and the metal bowls are powerful healing tools. And they do come in chakra sets. They were... Nowadays, everyone's finding the ancient ones, but most of them were made in Tibet and Upper India. And when Tibet was taken over by China in the 50s, most of that production stopped. And what you have is people saying that they've got these antique ones, but really they're making wonderful ones, just like you can distress furniture and it can look antique. So they're mass producing them in China these days. In Nepal, there's some quality ones in Nepal. And Pakistan, none are coming out of Tibet anymore that I'm aware of. And what I would look for when you go to play one is to see how long it rings afterwards. Okay?
Mm.
Now, the difference between the metal bowls, with the birth of the semiconductor industry, you have the birth of the rebirth of the crystal bowl. Like I said, about 30 years now. With the metal, you're dealing with metal energy, which are wonderful and have awesome properties, whether it's gold that's going to work with your crown and third eye, or silver or tin or lead, all of those are in, but they're dense. We are changing our cellular structure, our vibratory rate, and crystals come in holding the archetype, the crystals that we love from Arkansas and Brazil and worldwide. They come in holding the archetype or the map of all the humans wanted and could be in their many incarnations here. And so what crystal sound does is it opens you up to your multidimensional awareness that you're all that and more, opens you up into the possibilities that, yes, all these things you can do and more, as Jesus said in the Bible in telling of the spiritual gift, that you are able to heal yourself, to hear, to see, to sense, and to move before beyond ordinary reality, and to lift yourself up from the weight of the illusion of the limitations of the physical plane. It's massive.
Mm.
It literally opens up portals and gateways to awareness for physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual wholeness, not necessarily healing, because healing sounds like you're sick, moving into wholeness or claiming your heritage. Yeah,
so that's
good.
The name of that CD, Journey to Wholeness.
Yes, because it works on moving you beyond limitations and into healing on all levels. So Journey to Wholeness is good for everything that ails you and everything that supports you, whether you're using it for going through chemo, working with MRIs, dealing with dogs, cats, parrots, or snakes, or just doing your best to move out of depression. I put it on low and repeat when I have to do all my office work, because it will shift all the energy in the room. It'll align and balance all your chakras and literally take you to a higher octave, a higher frequency, so that stress rolls off your back. And you get a more objective picture of what's really important.
Oh, now this is the entire CD of Journey to Wholeness?
That's the entire CD, yeah.
Okay, so you've got with the six different tracks, or five different tracks on there, there's different things that are intended with each track, or?
Yes, they are, and yet as an album, it works as a whole. So the first track is the drone tone, the way most people play crystal balls, of moving through the chakras. And what that does is literally help open you up so that you get the download of the following four tracks, which are working with the greatest healers of all time, space, and dimension, working with the angelic healers, working with all of the earth energy healers, because we live in these very animal bodies. We're spiritual beings inhabiting these physical animal bodies, so beings that are going to help with our physical. And then the last one, which is Journey to Wholeness, is brings them both together. So bringing the angelic and the earth.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, can we go onto your website and hear samples of any of your music?
You can. I have tracks of all of my albums on my website, which is elivia.com. And
okay.
It's available at many other places as well, like CD Baby and Indie Music and Amazon. And they play different tracks. I get to choose which track I think is the most indicative of my music, whereas Amazon just puts on the first 30 seconds. And sometimes that isn't really what the music's about.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So going to Elivia, ELIVIA.com. And then we can explore and get some samplings of that. And
yes, in every album, I have other instruments besides crystal bowls, and yet crystal bowls will always be the predominant instrument. And you may hear Native American flute or silver flute or didgeridoo, gong, harp, drum, rattle, lots of chimes, lots of different kinds of chimes like marimbas and imbarimbas and exotic things like hung drums from Switzerland that look like big flying saucers and are steel drums. I play with many percussive instruments, and I always record live because it is about a download of the spirit energy. Yeah.
Mm. Wow. Okay. Now, I was noticing on your site where there's a section that describes the chakras and sound notes,
mm-hmm.
that... Because you've given a list of the notes, starting with the root chakra and C, and then going up the musical scale up through the different the seven chakras of the body.
Yes.
And it looks like a person can go into this section of your website and download a particular tone.
They could listen to the tone, play it over and over again. I say moderation in all things. So what would be another no-no? I had a friend years ago when she first began selling bowls. She called her first customer up and said, "How are you doing? What happened?" And the woman had bought a bowl for the crown chakra and was playing it every day for an hour or two. and that's not very grounding. And so nothing to do with the physical world became important, whether it was paying her bills or eating properly or showing up to work on time. So just because a bowl takes you to outer space or not here doesn't necessarily mean that's going to help you move through the world and manifest your heart's desire or be in the flow of the world.
Wow, that's wonderful to hear, because so much talk is about a spiritual path, using spiritual laws, law of attraction, different types of things that are out there.
But it's about putting it into practice, into everyday practical application. Whether you just get your bowl, and each day I have one friend, and she works at the Veterans Hospital, which can be a very challenging place to go to have to wait in line, let alone to have to work. And every day she comes home from work, and she plays her bowls, and it just clears all of the energy that she's come home with, all of the sadness, all of the illness, all of the emotions that she's taken on. And crystal bowls will clear 99.9% of emotional issues and energies, space clearing, four spaces, and it then she can have the rest of the day for her, the rest of the evening for her.
Talk about a way to wash off the day.
It is a sound bath, literally a sound bath.
Okay. And so based on what you're saying, if a person was getting started and they went to your website, if I'm understanding, you might suggest that they start at least listening to that C tone.
Yes, I would. I would. Excuse me. And then see what draws them. You'll always do well with a C bowl, unless you're just way too grounded and you need to have a little more imagination. And then moving out. Most everyone here has issues of emotional issues, and that's the second chakra. Whether it was opening up so that you can feel, sense, and be more in tune with others, or all those things that weren't appropriate to feel or to do, or the creative projects that men had to stifle because it wasn't manly. You get your information, your inspiration comes through your throat chakra, but you're going to birth it through your second chakra. All those babies, all those things that you weren't able to birth or that you want to birth, as well as all those emotions that you weren't able to, that you had to stuff. So second chakra is always a big one. And then the third chakra, that's all the regulatory organs of the body. It's for directed will. It's the masculine center of power, just like the second chakra is the feminine center of power. You have to be in your body to be powerful, and the first three chakras are about being in your body. Okay, you can be as spiritual as you can be as you want, okay, but it doesn't have come to anything unless you can embody it.
One of my dear friends, Reverend Michael Beckwith, he talks about there's a lot of people pursuing on a spiritual path this idea of becoming an ascended master, and he says, well, that's all fine and well, but while we're here on the earth plane, how about if we become descended masters and get our lives working real well?
That is perfect. I like that. I like that. And you know what? I haven't known many people who have who've disappeared lately, okay? Meaning that they've ascended. Like, has anyone just, like, disappeared?
Yeah. And if they have, you ask them to raise their hands so that...
Right. And you know what? This is the greatest show in the universe. And I do have a number of friends who say, this is my last life. This is the last time I'm going to be here. I'm doing everything. And you know, frankly, I think I have a strong hunch that they're going to stand in line to come back because it's so exciting.
And this
is the life of all lives, and this is the time of our life. We're just shifting and changing so fast that it's extraordinary. And crystal sound helps open us up with ease so that we can move into that awareness.
Mm. And I notice here on your site that not only are you providing these different tones and examples of what part of the body they resonate and some of the things that go with it, I see here a reference to essential oils.
Oh, yes, because it's all about vibration. For many years, I am Reiki master, Jin Shin Jitsu practitioner, I studied with Mary Burmeister, many kinds of frequencies. But it's all about vibrational healing. And crystal, I said, plays well with others. And just like I said, a crystal radio is going to broadcast and fine-tune, augment sound. So crystal sound does that with essential oils, with color, with light, and with all of the flower remedies and frequencies. And so they work hand in glove together. It's amazing to do to work with crystal bowls and let's say essential oils. So a G bowl with angelica for the throat, or something else that you say you use a pendulum and you douse for what that individual needs. With children, their reactions are so fast. I've done things and people have literally, you know, tipped the baby over and all the sinuses run out the nose. It could be that fast with children because they don't have that layer built up of ego in the world. And this isn't supposed to work that way. So working with other vibrational frequencies, other vibrational modalities and crystals is fabulous.
Ah, yeah. Okay. And you were saying that the G note or for that that the throat area?
For the throat, the throat is so powerful. Like I said, it's not only it's where our inspiration comes in. It, the back of the throat is the medulla oblongata. Some people will call that the G sharp. And it's the base of the brain, activating all of that. Opening up the throat chakra opens up your clairaudience, your eustachian tubes, but on a clairaudient level, opens up your the basic stuff, so you're singing as well as you're speaking, but your inspirational speaking, your inspirational writing helps you to speak your truth. Why your own voice is your most powerful tool for healing that you have. Well, it would start with your mind, but I said sound is a vehicle for manifestation. So that's why you hear so many things about people saying, watch your words, watch what you say. But just sounding, so I often will teach toning, and I say, know the vowels, A-E-I-O-U, or do, re, mi, fa, so, la. Do it in your car. Sing it loud, and you can be your body is your own sound box. But opening up the throat chakra with the G-bowl and the help of crystal sound helps you open up so that you can speak your truth.
Wow.
And so many people will hold back because it wasn't appropriate to say things, or they want to bite their tongue, or they said too much. And one of our biggest muscles is our jaw muscle. And it's so few people talk about all that we store in our jaws. And what do we get? Stiff necks. So that whole area will lock up. Yeah.
Wow. So we talked about the lower three areas, which are the notes of the C, D, and E, those chakras to come into the earth plane with our root chakra, and then the feminine grounding, and then the masculine grounding, and the solar plexus. And then we jumped up to the throat.
Oh, right, we missed the heart, which is probably the most popular note. Unfortunately, they always charge more for that. Just like a service fee on for the F, because everyone wants an F note. Why? Because the heart is the great regulator. It's that point between heaven and earth, between the more spiritually focused chakras and the more physically focused chakras, although chakras, of course, are all spiritual, okay? And they have spiritual properties, particularly working with mediumship, you know? But the heart is that great intersection, and if your heart's clogged up, it's harder to get it to flow to the lower three. And with everyone on this planet, unless they are an ascended being not everyone likes to have their name known, but like the Dalai Lama. Everyone here, most everyone, comes in with a life lesson. Most every single person's life lesson has to do with feelings of separation, of not being one with the divine, of lack of love. It's going to manifest one way or another. But that comes from the heart chakra, opening you up to love. And what does the lungs hold, which when you're working with the heart chakra and the F note, you're also working with the lungs, and the lungs are going to be holding grief and sadness, that sadness for lack of love. Okay, so when you open up the heart, you are moving into that still point, that small spark of your God life, of your Christ light. And like a billows for fanning the fire, you're going to, that light expands. And so you move into that place of oneness where everyone is supposed to be going in meditation. Okay, so you're opening up your heart so that you can move into even deeper self-love, self-worth, self-appreciation. Despite the illusion of whatever life lesson you came in with, whether joyfully you said, oh, I'm going to have a life of incest and see where it takes me, or parents who beat me, or someone else who hurts me terribly, or feelings of lack, and see if I can move through that with grace and joy, remembering that I'm one with the divine and that all things are possible. That the idea of limitation is just that, an illusion.
Yes. Okay. And then using the crystal tones helps us to break free of that.
Yes.
Now,
sound is in its infancy. Edgar Cayce, the great sleeping prophet who died in the 40s, said that sound would be the medicine of the future. The future is now. And literally, they are matching sound wave frequencies. And women in England are having outpatient surgery, and it's not even non-invasive surgery, where literally they're matching the frequencies of fibroids, and they are no longer having to get hysterectomies for fibroids, just as they match the frequencies, the sound frequencies of kidney stones, and you don't have to have any operations for that. Okay? So literally over time they'll match frequencies for healing bones, for healing tissues. Simply a matter of time. Now, they do know, most of the studies I know have been as a result of people doing their doctorates and working with MDs. And they do know that 5 minutes of crystal sound frequency and parts of the brain expand tremendously that musicians have naturally. So that whole creative part of the brain begins expanding. They know that 5 minutes of listening to crystal sound and the brain wave patterns change from beta to alpha and can go to delta.
Huh.
Okay, so literally you move into a much more peaceful state. Your brain entrains. It's kind of like it's impossible to be upset and too deep to breathe fully and completely. It's impossible, literally impossible, to hold on to your issues, anger, grief, guilt, fear, resentment, blame, all of those things, and listen to after 5 minutes of crystal sound. And that's why it's so powerful for ministers to have a crystal bowl, play it prior to their sermons, why speakers will have crystal bowls and play them prior to their speech, why chiropractors, energy workers, have a crystal bowl and play it prior to their sessions. What happens? People drop all that luggage and baggage that they walked in the door with. You know, instead of spending the whole time in their massage sessions talking blah 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 blah, blah and not letting go, they stop and unload, and then they're open to what follows. So healing practitioners find that they're able to go that much deeper, faster, by in their sessions, whatever the modality is, playing crystal sound first. Ministers find that their congregants are front and centered, and receptive for the spiritual food, whatever religion they are, that people come to church for, as well as speakers. I had one woman who said, "Can you overnight me a bowl? I have to speak to 200 surgeons at 5 o'clock, and I know they're all going to be tired, and I need their attention." I said, "Oh, baby, I don't know that you're going to. And can you show me how to play it too?" She said, "Let me just overnight you a CD. Put that on, turn the speakers up loud, then you don't have to do anything, and let them go through just the first track, and everyone will be open and receptive to what it is that you want them to hear." It has a magic that way.
Wow.
It literally stops you in your tracks.
Now, can you make any recommendations from your selections of CDs for this kind of purpose?
Oh, they're all good.
Okay.
They're all good. They're all spirit energy, and that's the great grace, is that you don't judge spirit. You know, as long as you're working with those of the light who come in for the highest and best frequencies. So let's see. My first one, Celestial Memories, is 9 different songs. It's a little more shamanic, some of them, but there are 9 different frequencies. I have a girlfriend who uses them with her first, second, and third graders, and those who come to the library when she does different workshops. And I have friends, all of them are good for, insomnia or going to sleep. Put it that way. My second album, Journey to Wholeness, I think I spoke about that. It's good for everything that ails you and everything that supports you, physical, mental, emotional. And animal behaviorists have been using that, particularly for cats, although dogs, parrots, and snakes. Crystal Portal is made with simply crystal bowls and silver flute. And that was to assist people to bring in the new frequencies. So it's working with your DNA. It's working with your outer energy fields to enhance that. For me, it's very spacey. So I don't try and do any accounting, any bookkeeping. People are telling me that they have been getting new ways of doing things, like new Reiki symbols, new symbols, new mudras, things that are just epiphanies and out of the box that they never would have thought of doing, and combinations. So it's moving you into other dimensional awarenesses for thinking and for doing. And again, I have friends who've never heard the end of it because they use it to go to sleep.
Ah.
So it enhances your energy field in such a big way that it's not really about the physical body at all. Okay.
And that's the Journey to Wholeness.
And that's a Crystal Portal. We recorded it during the lunar eclipse of the Harmonic Concordance about 3-4 years ago.
Ah.
Very specific time frame. It's like, we can start now. And it takes you out through that portal. And so you can do a download. So it downloads frequencies the same way someone might go to get seraphim energy or Reiki energy or Reiki 4 energy or light body energy. It literally, because it's all there for you, it opens you up to receive all these frequencies with ease.
Wonderful.
So many of these new energetic practices that you're hearing people are bringing in, crystal music, you get it naturally. And so that's what Crystal Portal will do. Now, Terra Firma is almost the opposite, in that Spirit came in and said, people need grounding, and I borrowed bowls for those because I own 44 bowls that I travel and give concerts with, and yet I wanted huge bowls for that. So it's, I think, 40, 50 bowls. And when I'm playing with 24-inch bowls, I had 3 other bowl players, magnificent energy workers, Amrita Cottrell of the Healing Music Organization, and Gay Underfirth. She's from Mount Shasta, and we had huge, huge bowls, starting from the crown chakra. That's the first track, is a chakra alignment, and we start with the crown with these huge bowls and go down, until the last bowl literally anchors you in to the earth star, the center of Mother Earth. So from the center of all that is, Creator God, light of light, we anchor in that light through your heart to the center of Mother Earth. Okay? And then the next four tracks are working with earth energies to support your physical body, to give you deep roots, because you can only fly so high and carry as many frequencies as you can ground into the earth. You need big roots. Like a great oak tree with huge, with as big as the oak tree is, it has that big a root structure. So it helps ground you into the earth. If you work with the fairy kingdom or gnomes, sylph, salamanders, this music calls them all in. So we have Dance of the Salamander, Crystal Bowl Fire music. And it's really out there, and yet it is Crystal Bowl music. The Undyne music is water music. So you'll hear lots of water drums, rain sticks, as well as watery crystal bowl music. The sylph song, sylphs are air spirits, like the fairies. Many people see little dots of light, so there's a sylph.
Oh, my gosh, Olivia, this is amazing. I'd like to keep talking for another hour.
And
we've just blazed through our time here. People, I've got to, one, thank you, Olivia, and two, remind everyone to go to see you at elivia.com, olivia.com.
Yes, and if they're on the East Coast, I'll be on tour there. In June, and you can check out on my website. I'll be in New York City, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and if I'm invited, I will come, because I do travel the country with my van of singing bowls and noisy toys.
Oh, wonderful. Olivia, thank you. God bless you, and to all my beloved listeners, thank you for tuning in. May this be a blessing to you, and you have a wonderful week until we meet again next Saturday. God bless.
It has
thank
been
you.
A pleasure, Ken.
And goodbye for now.
Goodbye. Let's go.